Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, A President Like No Other, Donald J. Trump and the Restoring of America by Conrad Black is a concise political biography and interpretive history of Donald J. Trump's rise to the presidency. Rather than presenting a neutral chronological account alone, the book argues that Trump should be understood as an unusual but highly consequential political figure whose business background, personality, and instincts shaped a presidency unlike any before it. Black, a historian and former publisher known for provocative political writing, approaches Trump with a mixture of admiration and criticism, aiming to explain why he succeeded, what made him effective, and why he provoked such intense reactions. The book is oriented toward readers interested in American politics, presidential studies, and the broader meaning of the Trump era. Its purpose is not only to describe events, but to interpret Trump as a symptom and driver of larger changes in American public life, including trade, immigration, law and order, military policy, and the relationship between political elites and ordinary voters. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Trump as a disruptive political outsider with elite-level instincts. A central argument of the book is that Trump entered politics as an outsider, yet he was not politically naive. Black presents him as someone who broke with standard presidential manners and media expectations, while still possessing strong instincts for timing, conflict, branding, and public attention. This combination helped him stand out in a political environment that often rewards caution and scripted messaging. The book suggests that Trump's background in business and television gave him unusual advantages in a modern media culture where image and repetition matter as much as policy. Detail: Black does not treat this as proof of virtue. Instead, he uses it to explain why Trump could dominate the political conversation so quickly. The point is less that Trump fit traditional leadership models and more that he succeeded by replacing them with a different kind of political intelligence. One Besseden instinct: spectacle and direct appeal to voters who felt ignored by established institutions. Secondly, a balanced portrait that joins praise for effectiveness with criticism of character. Black's treatment of Trump is notably not a simple endorsement. The book repeatedly stresses that Trump had genuine strengths, but it also acknowledges his impulsiveness, abrasiveness, and tendency to provoke unnecessary conflict. This dual approach gives the book its distinctive tone. It argues that Trump was effective, without pretending he was conventional or universally admirable. Black tries to explain how an imperfect personality can still produce results in politics, especially when voters value action over polish. That makes the book useful as a study in political realism. It asks readers to separate moral judgment, personality criticism, and practical performance rather than collapsing them into a single verdict. The result is a portrait of a leader whose flaws were visible and significant, yet whose political impact cannot be dismissed as accidental or purely theatrical. In this sense, the book's argument is that Trump's controversies are not separate from his effectiveness. They are part of the same governing style. Thirdly, America First policy themes as the organizing logic of the presidency. The book emphasizes the policy areas where Trump's presidency was most clearly defined: trade, immigration, law enforcement, military strength, and education reform. Black presents these as part of a coherent America First outlook rather than as isolated campaign slogans. On trade, the argument is that Trump challenged long-standing assumptions about globalization and favored a more transactional, nationally focused approach. On immigration, he is shown as responding to public concerns about borders and sovereignty in a way previous administrations had avoided. On law enforcement and the military, the book depicts him as favoring strength, order, and a less apologetic posture toward national power. Education reform appears as part of a broader skepticism toward entrenched institutions. Black uses these issues to argue that Trump tapped into a real political constituency that believed American policy had drifted away from its own citizens. Whether readers agree with that vision or not, the book treats it as central to understanding why Trump mattered beyond personality politics. Fourthly, an argument that Trump reflected the distrust of established political elites. Another important theme is Black's view that Trump's success revealed deep public skepticism toward the governing class. The book suggests that Trump did not simply create polarization. He benefited from and intensified a pre-existing sense that many political leaders were detached from ordinary citizens and too confident in their own virtue. Black portrays Trump as someone who doubted the selflessness of his predecessors and the sincerity of elite rhetoric, which helped him speak to voters who felt that official politics had become self-protective and disconnected from reality. This analysis gives the book a broader historical dimension. It is not merely about one presidency, but about the breakdown of trust between institutions and the electorate. Black implies that Trump's rise was a reaction to decades of political and cultural drift, including overconfidence in consensus politics and globalized assumptions. The book is therefore as much about the condition of American democracy as it is about Trump himself. making it useful for readers interested in the sources of populist backlash. Lastly, a compact but interpretive biography aimed at rethinking the Trump era, the book is deliberately concise, but its brevity does not mean it is superficial. Black compresses biography, political interpretation, and historical judgment into a short work designed to provoke reconsideration, rather than provide an exhaustive archival history. That format matters because it gives the book a strong thesis-driven structure. Readers are led through Trump's life, business experience, and political rise in order to understand the logic of the presidency, not just its chronology. The book's value lies partly in its interpretive ambition. It is aimed at readers who want a serious, readable account that challenges both hostile caricatures and uncritical admiration. Black's long experience writing presidential biographies gives the book a comparative perspective, encouraging readers to see Trump as historically unusual without losing sight of larger continuities in American leadership. As a result, the book functions less like a definitive final word and more like a sharp corrective to simplistic narratives about Trump. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a serious, compact, and opinionated interpretation of Donald Trump rather than a neutral campaign chronicle. It will appeal to students of American politics, readers of presidential biography, and anyone trying to understand why Trump generated such loyalty and hostility at the same time. The main intellectual benefit is that it forces readers to distinguish between personality, performance, and historical significance. Black does not reduce Trump to a scandal figure, nor does he present him as a flawless reformer. Instead, he frames Trump as a politically effective outsider, whose style, instincts, and policy instincts reshaped the debate over trade, immigration, national sovereignty, and elite authority. What makes the book stand out in its genre is its combination of brevity, confidence, and contrarian perspective. Many Trump books either attack or defend him in an own-a-note way. This one tries to explain him. That makes it especially useful for readers who want arguments, not just judgment, and who are looking for a concise guide to the larger meaning of the Trump presidency. If you would like to support Conrad Black, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.